I'm Steve Scheer, as you're hearing Washington State politicians and citizens reflecting on the legacy of former Spokane Representative Speaker of the House Tom Foley, remembered as a unifier, reached across the aisle, finding common ground. Governor Jay Inslee, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers, who represents Tom Foley's district, called the late Speaker one of Washington State's giants. Senator Patty Murray remembers how Foley welcomed her to the other Washington when she was first elected. Leadership has been on top of mind for people watching government and the government shutdown. And Foley remembered as somebody who reached across the aisle. Here's Tom Foley. He was interviewed for the U.S. Capitol Historical Society Archive with his colleague from across the aisle, Congressmember Bob Michel.
He said, the most single devastatingly bad thing you can do here is thinking for yourselves. He said, no, don't do that, please. I thought, this is outrageous. I'm not going to come back here to Washington to take dictation from some senior poobah in the Democratic Party. I'm going to vote the way my constituents want me to vote and the way I think is right.
Tom Foley, remembering how it was to be an independent, work across the aisle. We have heard a lot from politicians, but here's somebody who knew Tom Foley as a friend. Federal Judge Justin Quackenbush and Tom Foley were born in the same hospital in Spokane, Washington, connected through their fathers who were good friends. The two grew up together, fostering their own deep friendship. Senior Judge Justin Quackenbush presides over the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Washington. He joins us now. Judge Quackenbush, thank you for talking to us, and I'm sorry for the loss of your friend.
It is a loss.
When did you folks first get to know each other? Did you actually get to grow up together?
Well, we were born in the same hospital in Spokane in the same year. Our fathers were colleagues as prosecutors. Tom and I were deputy prosecutors together in the 50s, and I had the pleasure of serving as his first and undefeated campaign manager for Congress in 1964 until my nomination to the federal court in 1979.
What was that first race like? What were you folks focusing on?
It was extremely civil, and that typified Tom's political and personal life. We were running against Walter Rahn, a longtime friend of our parents. Congressman Horan from Wenatchee had been in office 22 years. There was not one single personal attack on Walter Rahn. We ran Tom on a new man in Congress platform, and we were successful. Tom was successful.
When you were clerking for his father, Ralph Foley, tell me a little bit about the family. Who was Ralph Foley, and what did Tom learn from him?
He was probably the most highly regarded judicial officer that has ever served in the Spokane area. He was a wonderful man. He treated even the worst with respect, and I think that carried over in Tom's life. I recall Judge Foley sentencing someone to a number of years in the state penitentiary, and after Judge Foley would leave the bench, I would hear the defendant say to his lawyer, "What a wonderful man," because he always found something good to say about an individual, even though that individual had erred in serious ways.
And did your friend Tom Foley carry that same value over?
He certainly did. He was a great person to practice law with as deputy prosecutors. He was not easy, but he was extremely fair, and that, I think, characterized Tom's life.
Just real quick, I got to ask you, what do you mean he wasn't easy?
Well, he charged a person appropriately who had committed an offense.
I see. No charges against him of being too easy on criminals.
No, certainly not.
Well, it's nice to remember him. I remember meeting him. I remember him as a very tall man.
Yes, and personally, I think he was the most intellectually and personally honest person I ever met in my life. He always addressed issues head on, on their merits or lack of merit, and not with any political ramifications governing his decisions.
Well, Judge Quackenbush, I appreciate you taking the time to remember him with us.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
Judge Justin Quackenbush presides over the U.S. District Court for Eastern District of Washington. He joined us to remember his friend and colleague, Tom Foley, who passed away. This is The Record.